punched for 6 months.
So that President Bush, or if he's not around, his vice, Hoyle, could continue to direct a nuclear attack on the Soviet Union.
Or whoever survives, it might be a one-star brigadier general cruising down the highway in a lead-lined truck.
And what is Real Star cost?
It's completed $35 to $40 billion.
And it's in construction now, and
It's running into some problems. The estimated cost of it has doubled in recent years. The only public report ever to mention Real Star last July, the Senate Armed Services Committee called it an unjustified and overdesigned, I think it's a nice piece of understatement, technology. But it continues to roll on, costing about $1 billion a year for our
enemy. How did the stealth bomber develop?
The stealth bomber was designed to nuke the Kremlin.
I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna break that fucking ass. Too, but my big dick got the big deal, though. You're gonna love it, bitch.
What was in the glove box? One of 1080s?
Yes, sir.
Cut that, sir, shit. I'm not your domestic violence awareness instructor. It's 1080.
All right, what's our ID?
Nora 15.
Nora 15, 1080.
Nora 15,
1020. Whoa. Nora 15, we're south on Rampart at Beverly. South on Rampart at Beverly.
10-4.
Bad guys got radios too, my man. Never trust the radio. Never tell anybody exactly where we are, ever. Ever.
All right.
This car is not from the motor pool.
No, it's not. Sexy, though, isn't it?
So where's the office there, the division?
It seems he's a liar, because he lies continuously. But if you remark, everything he says becomes real history. So he doesn't lie about the present and past, like liars do, usually. He lies about the future. So he's a visionary.
Short-range radio signals yet?
Not so far, sir. Jerry, can you make out anything down there?
I may be missing some individual structures, but there are no cities, ports, roads, bridges, dams.
Get in, Islam. Get in. Yep. Zach Trump has got that far south.
10-8.
With the Java model, any and everybody can be a service provider. With the .NET model, I think the most dangerous component of it, I could go on and on about, you know, security features and viruses. With the Java model, with the Java model, any and everybody can be a service provider.
I have cable. You watch whatever you want.
What's going down, brother?
You're in a universe which is maze-like and claustrophobic. The characters are always like small fishes in an aquarium where all sorts of stuff is happening. Look at the first sequence of Pick Up on South Street. One guy whose job is to steal purses, open purses, a pickpocket in a subway.
It's all good, baby.
When you go to a psychoanalyst, you don't have any precise idea in your mind. And the psychoanalyst asks you to tell about your dreams.
So good.
There's no sign of civilization at all.
Redemption, the third secret of Fatima, apparently applies to this thing that appears as a comet yet becomes a planet. And
hope that I never see that
as
face
special thanks to
ever outside of a dream.
Out there named Jim McCanny, who says it will be appearing like a comet.
The girl is still missing.
The number of underground locations that we see in film noir is quite phenomenal. Underground garages and subways and sewer systems.
direction of where people will be looking. And then the Nancy Leader camp says it's going to be, the planet's going to come by in 2003, and boy, that's it. 90% of us are out of here.
Open your eyes, man. You'll feel a lot better. Boom. Come on, man. Get your ass up.
Who are you?
I'm the Zigzag, man. Who the fuck are you?
I'm a cop, man. Yeah. Watch out.
All right, don't shoot nobody.
Once you get that beer in you, man, that'll give you balance. For real, get that up in you, man.
You feel better.
Sir, we're being radar scanned.
Zero on it?
No, sir, but it seems to emanate from an area of about 20 miles square.
20 miles square?
Motion, pass me alert.
Aye, aye, sir.
Combat station, blast them in. Activate your scopes.
Well, it didn't. They didn't do anything with those programs to bring that about until 1965, when education basically, the definition changed. And they moved from an academic orientation education to pure brainwashing and behavior modification using Skinner and V.F. Skinner and Pavlov and all of these values clarifying. No right, no wrong programs, which are basically on the group process, you know, get the people into the group sensitivity training. And I have all these documents in my book, the meetings that took place, the inner circle meetings of the top educators, change agents, tax-exempt foundation people, how they were going to bring about these changes, what they were looking for, futurists, Nesbitt and Citron and various, what's her name, Shirley McCune, her incredible work. She was probably the number one change agent to bring about the New Age curriculum and a complete shift in everything that our schools had taught prior to 1980. She was the change agent that came in there in Nebraska and Kansas. I have the grant that she got from the Reagan administration to restructure the schools in Kansas and Nebraska. And it says right in there, we're going to change from right versus left to a merger at the radical center. We will change from female versus male to androgynous. A very important document. This was a grant that went to Kansas and Nebraska, pilot program for the whole country.
Ready for transforming America. Yeah. This is what they were doing, and they knew exactly what they were doing.
And this was funded during the Reagan administration.
Get some chow in you before we go to the office. My dollar.
Ah, oh, thank you, sir. But, hey.
All right, fine. Don't.
It's nice here.
May I read my paper?
I'm sorry, sir.
Thank you.
You know what? I'll get something to eat.
No, hell no, you won't. You fuck that up. I'm trying to read my paper. Please, shut up.
I sure wouldn't mind not roasting a hot black and white all summer.
Tell me a story.
Boy. Like my story?
No, not your story. A story. Since you can't keep your mouth shut long enough for me to read my paper, tell me a story.
An American, I think it's fair to say, our people have risen to every challenge circumstance as placed before them. With the layoffs we've been through, which are now well over 20,000 people, along with all the uncertainty that surrounds our business, they've been through an enormous ordeal already.
Contact service, a voice here. Human?
Yes, sir.
When you go to a psychoanalyst, you don't have any precise idea in your mind. And the psychoanalyst asks you to tell about your dreams. And you speak, and you speak, and you speak. And then the psychoanalyst says, you see that you are remember a past event of your life that can explain your present situation. I think that writing a novel is the same. I get always irritated when a journalist asks me, what are the relationships between this book, this novel, and Berlusconi and present Italy? If I have to write something about Berlusconi, I write an article. I don't waste that time to write a novel. So for a novel, I start from an image or something I like, and I develop it. It can happen that when consulting an old documents, for instance, in Baudolino, there are real stories about the fight of the Italian cities against Barbarossa. By reading those documents, I was thinking to certain contemporary events of the Italian League about the independence of the Northern Italy, but in a way that has nothing to do with my book. It's you as a reader that by exploring this past world you can say, oh, now I understand why today is happening something like that. It's a side effect. In the Middle Ages they wrote allegories just in order to demonstrate something. I think that if a modern author writes an allegory to demonstrate something, well, the book is dead from the beginning. So I don't have this kind of preoccupation. But then, as a reader of myself, I can discover a certain connections with our time.
You go back.
When you go to a psychoanalyst,
use that?
Did you know the right?
Yes. Then you had things wrote.
Our time.
You go back, you read what you wrote, and you discover things about yourself that you hadn't intended when you wrote the book?
Yes. I write the book just in order to have reading material.
Better than the usual stuff.
The girl is still missing.
Talk to me.
Identify yourself. You're being tracked.
The lottery is the people. The people taking a last chance on themselves. So why shouldn't people just like you spend the next century stuffed with truffles, like lucky tin can opener Juan LaFong?
I won! Now I don't have to work on this finger-cutting machine no more! Whoops.
Or itch and sniff winner Mrs. Manila Envelope.
Finally, I can afford to pay someone to kill my husband.
And the loser's money goes to our schools for embedding mental detectors in our kids and to our prisons so they can have Sadie Hawkins Day. Lottery luck. It's only a buck away.
Triple ripoff, millennial snatch and lick. It's rolled over to $180 billion. Drawings at midnight, so if anybody still has a chance, it must be you.
resuming after these messages.
United Planets cruiser C-57D, J.J. Adams commanding. Who are you?
Morbius of the Bellerophon.
Revenues at a time of great revenue uncertainty. I think we have to reestablish consumer confidence in this great economy.
Who?
Edward Morbius.
Yeah, here it is. Morbius E, Ph.D., Lit D, Expedition Philologist.
Philologist?
What do you wish here, Cruiser?
Well, you don't understand, sir. We're your relief. We're very glad to find you alive.
I, of course, appreciate your concern, but absolutely no assistance of any sort is required.
I've been shown 91% at the end of all this.
Are out of here?
Are going to be, in one way or another, affected by the plagues of the biologicals, the nuclear. The whole thing goes off because once it starts, once it begins, you can't put the lid back on it.
No, that's
once a missile attack occurs and even say as we're marching toward the war with Saddam, if it turns into a kind of a heavy-duty biological warfare where lots and lots of casualties occur, it's going to trigger other things. You've seen Korea, I believe, right now will be put down. That will go away for a while, but it will flare back up later. China and Russia and Iran are the ones to watch, you know, versus the United States, which is... We're totally vulnerable to all this stuff. In fact, we've been told here in New Mexico that... basically, notice I'm not in L.A.
I was just going to say, what happened to Los Angeles?
Well, you know what? When the detective job was done, I got to leave.
Uh-huh.
And nothing wrong with L.A., but boy, I tell you, it was just... I really love New Mexico, and I love the light, the skies, and the...
It's gorgeous.
The creativity here, and just...
You bet.
It's just a marvelous... And
Let's go.
I have told them that Molotov cocktails and rifles would not solve their problems. I have tried to offer them my deepest compassion while maintaining my conviction that social change comes most meaningfully through nonviolent action. But they ask, and rightly so, what about Vietnam? They ask if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problems, to bring about the changes it wanted. Their questions hit home, and I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. For the sake of those boys, for the sake of this government, for the sake of the hundreds of thousands trembling under our violence, I cannot be silent. There's been a lot of applauding over the last few years. They've applauded our total movement. They've applauded me. America and most of its newspapers applauded me in Montgomery. And I stood before thousands of Negroes getting ready to riot when my home was bombed, and said, we can't do it this way. They applauded us in the sit-in movement. We nonviolently decided to sit in at lunch counters. They applauded us on the freedom rides when we accepted blows without retaliation. They praised us in Albany and Birmingham and Selma, Alabama. Oh, the press was so noble in its applause and so noble in its praise when I was saying, be nonviolent toward Bull Connor. When I was saying, be nonviolent toward Jim Clark. There's something strangely inconsistent about a nation and a press that will praise you when you say, be nonviolent toward Jim Clark, but will curse and damn you when you say, be nonviolent toward little brown Vietnamese children. There's something wrong with that press.
The build-up in Vietnam.
As if the mere fact that you are still alive is something worth celebrating.
That we can now get on the internet from the Tax Policy Center really makes it sort of much easier to think about taxes and to write about it in a way that's clear. And I encourage people who haven't looked at that website to do so, because sometimes just looking at one of those tables tells you volumes.
6 months later, you have a birthday, and somebody says,
congratulations.
And you say, yeah, thanks. I didn't think I'd be alive today. You know, on my birthday, when somebody comes up to me with a congratulatory remark, I always wonder if they know something. I don't.
My own mind, or there's excerpts from other movies that got cut and different characters come back from other movies. I'll get into that as we go, but this was actually a very early
to build factories, to buy equipment, to hire more people. So the first question I'd like to ask our panelists today is, well, what about these goals that the president has set? How does his plan accomplish that, or fail to accomplish that? Simply put, what will be the effect of these tax cuts on the economy, both this year, 2003, and next year, 2004?
Four or so. Just sort of floating heavenward and holding on to my dad's 55 Chevy.
Came to see these
to get rid of this god-awful feeling.
Right then.
My own enders. They get into so actually, obviously, I'm kids younger. Being a dad. It's a weird movie to... But I could include all kinds of weird, like, memories or ideas and not really totally understand them. And yet, it kind of fits in, you know, in some strange way.
Carpet treatment, huh? Dr. Morbius, my orders are to survey the situation on Altair 4.
Let me repeat, I'm in no sort of difficulty here.
Get in, it's unlocked.
Just throw that in the glove box.
This car is not from the motor pool.
No, it's not. Sexy though, isn't it?
So where's the office back at Division?
You're in the office, baby.
In a bottomless pit of hell. The bottomless pit, the niggas are cast forever, forever. Die, dying forever, over and over they die. Souls are screaming forever. In the bottomless pit of hell, there is no return.
Going up. Today's a training day, Officer Hoyt. Show you around, give you a taste of the business, you know? I got 38 cases pending trial, 63 in active investigation, another 250 on the log I can't clear. I supervise 5 officers, that's 5 different personalities, 5 sets of problems. You could be number 6 if you act right. But I ain't holding no hands, you understand? I ain't babysitting. You got today, and today only, to show me who and what you're made of. You don't like narcotics? Get the fuck out of my car, go back to the office, get a nice pussy desk job, you know, chasing bad checks or something. You hear me?
I hear
you. Okay.
say hello out there. Can I hear myself? That's better. Don't listen to them. They are from the other side of the border, except they think they're living on this side, and it's not going to work. They're taking their time also.
Return spinning, spinning souls of evil. Niggas are spinning, niggas spin, spin, niggas, niggas spin, are spinning around and around forever.
Time may be distorted so that the past is seen as if it were the present, or if we are trying to run away, we do.
Coming out of Stream 475,
legs do not want to respond.
Originating
strong impressions and experiences that we may have during our wake.
Not really anywhere.
Affect our dreams. Many who have experienced,
I don't know where it's going either.
Of war cannot easily forget them, nor can some forget the future.
But I'm talking right now. New metaphysics.
While we are awake, can emerge in our dreams.
It still lives.
Common things that are on our minds when we go.
I could say it's on the 43rd floor of the World Trade Center. Time being what it is and all, I could be right.
They keep a notepad by their bed so that they can record them when they awaken. Since it seems that dreams originate principally within the brain, it is not reasonable to think that they have special messages for us. But what about those who say that they
hello?
Are the death of a military war friend?
The girl is still missing.
Does that not indicate that the dream is going to tell the future?
It is a little creepy around here.
Talk to me.
The same. Breathing.
Run, niggas. Run until you fall. Run until you tremble. Run until you cry for help. Run, run, niggas. A dead end. Stop.
Gary Geiserman, the Right Honorable. Still, USN retired. Catching the annuities on the rebound.
What that means is the credit that's available in 2003 or 4 will, by the time you get to 2010, be worth about one-fifth less.
Well, I go by the security of the U.S. military for my raw spinach, my money income. Doesn't really exist, money, but everybody believes it. That's about all we've got today on this side of the border. Stream 475 coming out of some website somewhere where you can put the URL in a player, get some MP4 action. Of course, Microsoft is trying to defeat MP3 and 4 and everything else, not Microsoft. But you got to have a voice from the blast of the past. Here on the Avenue of the Stars on the internet. A little of the old, a little of the new. Gotta turn up my mic volume a little bit for some reason. So each and every Thursday, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S., go until about 12:30 or so, and then archived on Pneumatophysics.com, of course. Home of the Brave. And Studio475.com/Pneumatophysics. Archives in MP3 and MP4 for a while. Because once you hear an MP4, you never can go back to that old-fashioned MP3 stuff. Check it out. Well, let's get back to the action. Below the horizon.
Run. Nowhere can you hide. Hide from the souls of evil that haunt you. Cry, crying. Niggas are crying people. Scared, scared of their own souls. Afraid, afraid of their own shadows. Run, run, run. But there is nowhere to run. Are you crying?
Why'd you want to be a narc?
I want to serve my community by ridding it of dangerous drugs.
Right, right. Well, why you want to be a narc?
I want to make detectives.
There you go. You can do it. Stick with me. You can do it. Unlearn that bullshit they teach you at the academy, though. Don't bring none of that shit in here. Should've get you killed out here.
I will do anything you want me to do.
My nigga. Roll your window down. Start there. So you gotta hear the street, you gotta smell it, you know? You gotta taste that shit, feel it.
Right.
How's your Espanol?
Más o menos.
Learn that shit, brother. Learn that shit. That shit'll get you killed. These motherfuckers out here plotting all kinds of shit behind your back.
Shit, man. You gonna teach me that old school hard charge and beat up everything that moves, Rodney King shit?
We don't do that no more. That day's dead, dog. We don't roll like that no more. Now we use this. Brain power. These niggas are too strong out here anyway. You think I'm crazy, right?
Huh? Man, I don't know what to think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Good. How long you been married?
About a year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a kid, right?
That's right. Little girl, 9 months old.
Yeah. I got 4 boys. You need a son, you let me know. I hook your old lady up, you know? I can't miss.
Can we not talk about my family?
All right. I respect that. I'm married. I got my queen, too. I remember what it was like to have a pretty young bride. You probably fuck her face to face, don't you?
Let's just not talk about my wife.
Yeah, right. That's my point, you see? You're so in love, the shit's coming out of your eyes. The day you bring your old lady to the office is the day that you don't make it back home. You gotta hide that love deep inside you, you understand? Otherwise, these maggots out here on the street, they'll find it, they'll use it against you, and they will chew you up. Never wear that wedding ring to work. I'm serious about that.
All right, thanks.
This scene is a shift from one, like, from me to Jennifer, it sort of becomes, I mean, a lot of people say they can't even tell the first time through that it's different animators, but if you're paying attention, you can tell that, like, a major shift in style takes place there.
And I watched this program broken and eviscerated, as if it was some idle political plaything of a society gone mad on war. And I knew that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor so long as adventures like Vietnam continued to draw men and skills and money like some demonic destructive suction tube. So I was increasingly compelled to see the war as an enemy of the poor and to attack it as such. Perhaps perhaps a more tragic recognition of reality took place, and it became clear to me that the war was doing far more than devastating the hopes of the poor at home. It was sending their sons and their brothers and their husbands to fight and to die in extraordinarily high proportions relative to the rest of the population. We were taking the black young men who had been crippled by our society and sending them 8,000 miles away to guarantee liberties in Southeast Asia, which they had not found in Southwest Georgia and East Holland. So we have been repeatedly faced with the cruel irony, watching Negro and white boys on TV screens, and they kill and die together for a nation that has been unable to seat them together in the same school. So we watch them in brutal solidarity, burning the huts of a poor village, but we realize that they would hardly live on the same block in Chicago. I cannot be silent in the face of such cruel manipulation of the poor. Revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth with righteous indignation. It will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries and say, this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of South America and say, this is not just. Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hand on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of people normally human, sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
Three generals in our history, General Marshall, Al Haig, and now this one as Secretary of State, we have a group of real war lovers at the Pentagon.
And then I put, as we were discussing the development of the list, the evidence that I knew sort of firsthand, or had reason to believe that others had firsthand evidence of, that I thought that a very strong case might be made against. The ones that I was not as sure about.
You must enjoy internet radio. You're here again. I hate to spoil the mood, but if we can't get Congress to save internet radio before they go on summer recess, you may never hear that song again. Please visit the station's website right now and find out how to send free faxes to your reps in Congress. Save internet radio with 1 million faxes to Congress.
We have a group of real war lovers at the Pentagon.
Thank you.
at the Pentagon. The Pentagon. Oh, Secretary of State, we have a group of real war lovers at the Pentagon.
What's here?
Transactions. You see that Sabatou Shah Zero head sitting over there on the fence trying to act like he's not slanging dough?
Yeah?
Yeah. It's my boy. That's my boy Neto. Punk's only 17, but he can kill with the best of them. Works for me.
Jesus, he's an informant?
Teammate, you know. I got eyes everywhere. He gets to peddle a little reefer, make a little cash for the family. He gives me the heads up when big things are happening.
Were ones I put a question mark on. This was just something I was working out in my own mind in a discussion I'd had with my lawyer as a result of discussions he'd also had with some of the prosecutors.
The congressional record, in retrospect, one doubts that.
I think the president,
having put forth what I think is a reasonable tax plan, has an obligation to try to administer some discipline in the spending plan. I don't know whether it's going to work or not.
Throughout the plant, in supervisors' offices and on bulletin boards next to production charts and union memos, is posted in big orange letters, reduce man hours per ton.
Yes, it is, if these two fucking assholes are involved. I've got a man tailing Anton, and I can't find him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what the fuck we're talking about. Where's my man, you miserable cocksucker? Put it down. Put it down!
Trust him.
Damn right, I trust him. Sprung his mom from INS detention. Here we go. Watch this. That's right. Come on down. Come on. Look at that, sexy, ain't it? That's right. See that hand to hand?
Yeah, I saw it.
All right, when's the last time you did a felony stop?
A couple weeks ago.
Good, you need practice.
They look like college kids.
You want to get an education today.
There with Ivana Milicevic and Una Hart. I really like that shot after he leaves. The introduction of Penelope Cruz.
There's Steven Spielberg.
And there's an interesting party guest. Steven Spielberg came to visit Tom and discuss a Minority Report. And he looked like he wanted to get into that shot. And I...
They don't know much about Korea. The National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, well, she's published her dissertation on the Soviet Union, but other than that, she's to know not much of anything, and to be a little bit in over her head.
If any trouble does arise, you are on your own out there.
Like Rubens, I love to paint flesh. Adjectives that they use, like lambent, coruscating, iridescent, glowing. I would like some of that myself. I want to incorporate the nude into my work. I want to, even though I am a satirist, and even though I sometimes feel like sermonizing, I see no harm in having an attractive body in there.
Myself to the fact that how in God's name could so many lawyers get involved in something like this?
Nak
I'm not just a big old me.
I was told that the great director Luchino Visconti gave two actors had to talk about jewels in a drawer. Even though the drawer was never opened, he wanted inside real jewels. Otherwise, he said the actors were not so natural.
The Brady Bunch grabbing glass. I'm gonna take the front, you take the back. Stay off of the Rover. Let's go.
Run, baby, run. That's
right.
Police officers, let's see.
Police, put your hands up.
Don't look.
Put them up.
Right.
Put them up.
Right ahead. Don't look at
driver, right side passenger. Right, hands on the windshield. Put them on the windshield.
You, in
right,
the back.
Driver,
hands on the side of the glass.
Put the car
straight ahead. Put it in park.
Yeah. Just grab the keys and throw them out the window. Grab the keys and throw them out the window. Put your hands on your chest. Put your hands on your chest. All right, fork it over, smart man. You
what?
Know what I'm talking about.
Ow!
The marijuana. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Ow!
Give it to me.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
Shut up.
Know.
Too late for that. Give me that pipe you got down there on the floor, too. Quickly.
My mom gave me this pipe.
I don't care who gave it to you. She could pick it up in jail. What else you got? Give me them cigarettes, too. Give me. Hey! Control your suspect!
Miss, palms on the glass!
Remove those hands, I'll slap the taste out of your mouth. You understand me? Put your face right up against the glass. Right there! Now, what are you doing down here? You know this is a gang neighborhood, don't you?
Yeah.
You know it's a gang neighborhood?
Yes.
Then don't come down here. I see you down here again. I'm going to take your vehicle. I'm going to make you walk home. I'm going to let the homeboys up the hill run a train on your girlfriend. You know what a train is, don't you? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for your cooperation. Let's go. Safe behind, son.
Shit.
I stopped for one night to see Ur of the Chalmers, and for 3 days in Baghdad with the AOC, who happens to be a friend of mine.
The English Miss Debenham also has traveled from Baghdad. It is possible the murder was committed by a woman, or by a man and a woman in collaboration. From your acquaintanceship with Miss Debenham, would you have thought that she was... capable physically or emotionally of...
That's a bloody irregular question.
I know, but I ask it.
Orchestrating the whole thing, then they see you as extreme. And it basically, the point where you are observing from decides if you see others as extreme or others see you as extreme.
Thank you.
Maggie?
Is she alive?
No, she's fine.
Where is she?
Maggie, listen to me. What is that? Did you call the police?
I read it in French. Now, this was for me a skeleton, really a skeleton to see life, and a beginning of semiology and a big interest in it.
It is related in this sense that this Camp and the Platypus is a philosophical and semiotical books, but full of stories. In order to analyze certain problems and to demonstrate them, I invent stories. And that was probably due to my narrative experience. This wish to discuss also philosophical problems through stories. Let's call them parables.
Explain the difference between an author who is so precise that he will spend months researching the stones in a tower in a city to tell us a fictional story, when you know that I'm going to read this book, or someone in Seoul, South Korea is going to read this book, and will bring something entirely different to it. At some point, you are exercising control, and at another level, you are releasing control entirely.
I could say that I don't care. I could tell you the real truth. I put Byzantium, Constantinople, in the book because I wanted to visit Constantinople. So I didn't visit Constantinople for the sake of the book. I wrote the book for the sake of Constantinople. I wrote the island of the day before because I wanted to see a Melanesian island. So I went there. So I didn't go there for the sake of the book. I wrote the book for the sake of this trip. Well, this is not exactly the truth, but there is a part of it that should be taken seriously. Oh, wait, okay, you waste so much time to be precise in your documentation, and then the reader can enjoy such a freedom that he can read something else.
I wasn't talking about it as a waste of time, but yeah, okay.
Now, wait, I could say you can read a lot of things in the book, but not everything, and you cannot read everything just because I was so precise. I mean, if I build up a labyrinth, you can lose your life turning around and choosing different paths. But if you cannot go out of the labyrinth by jumping over the walls, it is just because I have constructed those walls. So you can choose many paths, but I have in a way predetermined some of them.
Left-hand side of the paper.
I don't know.
No metaphysics over here. And stream 475.com, I guess it is. You can go to the website click the link for the stream. It's newmetaphysics.com. Or on my other site, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. It's an MP4. Coming in around 96K for the fast stream, 32 for the slow one. And of course, archived on the websites. I'm on the run. Coming out of the back of a van right now with the gear. A lot of laundry and stuff around me. Every possible drug paraphernalia. Fast food, slow food. Sometimes no food. Which in the modern America world today can be some of the best food. A little post-11 audio for you. Post 9/11. It's not even a year ago. It's longer ago than that. But we needed it, man. Would have had to make it up if it didn't come along already made up for us. Because things have just gotten too out of hand around here. Something had to be done. And we got it done for ourselves. We got to push that Trump card button. Fallback in military parlance. We had to fall back to safer ground. Cash in the credit cards to the max. Can you think of another Trump card we could pull? Not really. Except maybe an invasion of giant grasshoppers or something like that from the movies. Anyway, we got gas in the van for a while longer. Avoid the checkpoints. Turn down the high end a little bit. And keep the pedal down. Doing kind of a dry run tonight. Gotta learn to put my pants on all over again. Down here at this New Metaphysics Ambulatory Studios, looking for a flag to salute, my friends. And I'm gonna find one. If I have to invent it myself. Email for the major, Gary at studio475.com. feel free. You can get ugly. So new metaphysics will continue until the lights go off. Or even later than that, perhaps.
Could God move that wee bit high?
Oh, gosh! It's that mean evil overseer, Master Charles!
I say, who go in there?
Ain't nobody in here except the chicken!
Watch out for them niggers, man. Coming up behind us. Some of them got enough white in them now, they could be dangerous. Keep an eye out. Of course, I do realize some of you out there are not racists and may not understand. Just keep amongst yourselves and be quiet with that extremism. All of us temperate folks don't need the likes of you.
Now, you have parentheses there and some other things there. I presume, what is that language on the right?
That was because I'd had earlier discussions with Ehrlichman and Haldeman about this, and they asked me what...
were going to take place. President Bush basically engineered the events of September the 11th.
Observing from decides if you see others as extreme or others see you as extreme.
Marks indicate on the left-hand side of the paper.
I don't know.
Now, you have parentheses there and some other things there. I presume, what is that language on the right?
That was because I'd had earlier discussions with Ehrlichman and Haldeman about this, and they asked me what is obstruction of justice. So I dug out the obstruction of justice statutes, which are sections 371, which I believe is the conspiracy statute, and 1503, and put the sanctions beside them, 5 years and $10,000, and 5 years and $5,000. For potential obstruction of justice. When I took this list to Mr. Ehrlichman and Mr. Haldeman, Mr. Ehrlichman said, well, I may have to dig. He said, I don't think this sounds like an obstruction of justice. And I said, well, you may want to look at the statute.
I'm locked outside my own game. I can't get me in or it out.
And I think we need to respect where each person is at, where they park their tent, instead of lambasting them because they're saying something different to us.
Exactly.
President Skull and Bone Society. This is not by accident, but by design.
This is a hypnotic recording, and being such, you should not listen to this recording while doing.
The Skull and Bones is very much involved in the manipulation.
Freak and a cannibal.
And you've come to the wrong town.
I like that shit. Hey, I like the way you moved out there. You were trained very well. Check that out. It's a shitty dime. See the small hairs, undeveloped seeds, all the stems in it. You see how immature it is? That's classic brick-packed Mexican. That's garbage. Let me see it. Give me. Yeah, it's old, too. Shit's probably from last year. To be truly effective, a good narcotics agent must know and love narcotics. In fact, a good narcotics agent should have narcotics
in his blood.
What are you going to smoke that?
Nope, you are.
Hell if I am.
Yeah. Yeah. You not?
No.
Why, you a Mormon or something? You're Jesus freak?
No, man, I'm not losing my job.
This is your job.
I can't do that.
Smoke it.
No.
This ain't a test. Just take a hit. Take a hit.
Man, listen, I became a cop to stop people.
Yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. It's not a review board. It ain't cocaine. Take a hit.
No, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. If I was a dealer, you'd be dead by now, motherfucker. You turn shit down on the street, and the chief brings your wife a crisply folded flag. The fuck is wrong with you? Talking about, you know what? I don't want you in my unit. I don't want you in my division. Get the fuck out of my car. Go back to the valley, rookie. Poop butt ass.
Give me that thing. I'll smoke it, man. Give it to me. You want me to smoke it, I'll smoke it.
Virgin lungs. Man up now. Man up, nigga. Man up.
Go
ahead, dog. You didn't even get it. Get it good. Yo, shut the fuck up and just wait. Man the fuck up. Finish
Geronimo.
That shit. Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
The people with the real power in this network do not put themselves on public display. They operate behind the scenes, and I would say without question in my own research that the royal family of Britain is subordinate to these shadowy people that we never see. But are they significant? Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
They are very much one of these bloodlines that go back to the ancient world. And incidentally, just quickly on that, I've been writing my books for years that people like the President Bush and all these other people in positions of power
are related.
And only in the last couple of weeks, a genealogical organization has come out and said Bush is related to Churchill, is related to the Spencer family of Princess Diana, is related to the royal family of Britain, and you've got Colin Powell, he goes back to England's Edward I, you've got Richard Nixon goes back to England's Edward the III. You've got, of the 43 presidents, 34 go back to Charlemagne, one of the most famous monarchs of what we now call France. This is a dynasty that is running America. It is not a random series of people that come off the street and are elected because anyone can become president of the United States. They cannot. It's a royal dynasty. And it's interesting that this genealogical stuff is now coming out.
pass that monkey.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just fucking stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay. Okay, let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Thank you, baby. Oh, shit. Oh no! What are they doing? Let me see. Oh, my pants are too short. I grew. I thought they were gonna. I know. Well, I'm just not gonna just stand out there. I thought they were gonna fucking vamp. Okay. Okay. Thanks. This is retarded.
I hate to have lines of poetry that end so neatly as this one has so far. I like it better when the words run on like prose, only typed in lines that are broken like poetry usually is. Oops, there, I ended on the end, just as I am doing now again. You can understand this. Now, if you'd care to follow, I'm going to just break away in any old way that pleases me. Notice how tacky the one-word line is. Use it only in cases of extreme emergency. And burst into tears when you do. No, seriously. I think you should use any type of line you want. So long as the spirit shines through, thou canst not then be false to any man. You will be immured in your rectitude. Your life insurance policy will burst into cucumbers. Oh, darn. There goes another policy into cucumbers. Thank you.
And I can't be bothered looking up numbers for information in the phone book. I don't know how you feel about that. Some people are cool with that. They can look up in the book, but I write away 411, that's it. But my mind works in such a discursive manner that I forget the number always. I get it, I repeat it, when I hang up, it blanks out. So then I'm always embarrassed to call back. Like a nut, I'm disguising my voice.
I'm locked outside my own game. I can't get me in.
About the other royals in Europe, are they on the same level as the English, or are the English above them?
I would say the royals in England are very much up there. So is the Spanish royal family.
I'm locked outside my own game.
I can't get me in or it out.
So, although I would suggest they're probably slightly subordinate, is the Dutch royal family.
You have the auto club. There's 10,000 operators there. Yeah. I really don't dig the phone company anyway. It's a monopoly. If you get too hot with a phone company, you'll end up with a Dixie cup and a thread.
Thank you, baby.
Almost like it was prophetic, meaning that I saw that later in life, depicted exactly the same way. And it's because these are these archetypal symbols that you see. They're resonant frequencies that come through our DNA. And it's like Carl Jung talks about the different symbols that we see inside of our brains. Well, the different areas of consciousness, the different doorways that we can open, have been opened for humanity for thousands and thousands of years. In other words, we've been there before.
To these truths, those of you who know you have a destiny, who have known for a long time there's more to God's word than you've been taught.
I just wanted to come here.
To Winkies.
This Winkies. This Winkies.
Okay. Why this Winkies?
It's kind of embarrassing.
Size hit you took, dog. When was the last time you smoked weed?
Those of you who love God's word and are willing to study and to ferret out the truth, you will be delivered up. But take no thought, do not premeditate in that day what ye shall say, for in that day God will speak through you.
Completely understand it. This is why we're right at the cusp of the Aquarian age. We're right at the cusp of the age.
So what? 12th grade. We were
smoking weed.
Yeah.
Left that out of your service jacket, didn't you? Yeah, I knew you got secrets. Everybody got secrets. Didn't know you liked to get wet, though.
What's wet?
Butt naked. Ill. Charm. Dust. PCP. Primo. P-Dog. That's what you had. That's what you were smoking. You couldn't taste it.
No, I never done it.
You have now. I haven't, but you got.
Oh, shit. Man, I'm going to get piss tested, and I'm going to get fired.
Lieutenant's got out back. We know a week before we pissed.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Ooh.
Why did you do this to me?
You're an adult, man. Shit. Nobody told you to smoke that. Made a decision. Live with your decision. Ain't like I put a gun to your head.
Ha, 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 ha.
Now, 33 now. When I was 19 or 20, it really would be hot with a phone company. But I used to go, like, make a long-distance call in a dark gas station. You leave, the phone rings. It's a long-distance operator. I do have images of, like, phone operators. Can you see them? I can see them when I talk to them. Chicks who work in phone companies, like, their names are Terry, Winnie, Midge. And they wear cotton pants and Kreskis with the days of the week on it. Right? But always the wrong day. This long-distance operator, I'll be $3.70 for overtime. Lots of luck. What? Forget the money. You're not getting it. Well, I don't know. It's not too hard to understand. You're not getting the money. That's why. You don't need it anyway, right? Don't be a company girl. Forget it. You're not... Well, I don't understand. Well, you're not... I'm going to give you the supervisor. I can't wait. This is the supervisor. Ah, you nitwit. Can we have your name, sir? Yes, it's Mort Saul. Poor Mort gets phone calls and everything. Tijuana is the greatest place in the world to make phone calls. Hello, Telefonica, it's Tijuana. I want to call Beverly Hills. I want Crestview 45506. Okay, that's going to be $7.50. What's the matter? I only got $4. Put it in. Anything, write some chicklets.
Thank you, baby.
Prince Bernhard, who was the one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group. All these people connect into everything else, and they're all related.
Your best procedure will be to turn back at once without landing.
Sorry, sir.
Commander, if you set down on this planet, I warn you that I cannot be answerable for the safety of your ship or your crew.
Says, you know, when I think about myself and the life I've led and that I'm leading, I'm filled with self-loathing, shame, disgust. I'm a waste. And
does Bilderberg interact with this? What's, you know, are they people who are totally separate or what?
But then, when I imagine myself as a character in a novel, well, I think I'm pretty interesting.
Exploding thing. It's a paradigm-bashing thing when you start to really recognize and look at yourself. So,
What would a medical doctor say if you went in and said, Doc, I'm taking this mushroom because I'm going on one heck of a trip? What would he say? Traditional medicine guy.
Oh, he would probably say, oh, no, you don't want that. You want to take Prozac. You want to take a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. You got to take this. We got to dumb you down, boy. We got to make you an idiot.
Kind of offbeat. Intriguing. Entertaining.
Just, bouncing off the walls. Oh, we got to put him on Prozac right away. Let's get him on lithium.
You okay? It's a man-sized hit you took, dog.
Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, and the worst are full of passionate intensity.
With the Java model, any and everybody can be a service provider.
Go ahead.
I had a dream about this place.
Oh, boy.
See what I mean?
Okay. So you had a dream about this place. Tell me.
Well, it's the second one I've had.
But they're both the same. They start out that I'm in here, but it's not day or night. It's kind of half night, you know?
But it looks just like this, except for the light.
locked outside my own game.
Start where you are. For all that matters in life is the next step. The only step you can take from here is the next step. And the next step after that comes after that. What, as we start to think of this project, and we think, oh, it goes out how hard, all the stuff we have to do, all the call up all these people, get the printer, go to that. To get all this money together and find out, and then, you know, and then we have to drive across the country, and then we have to go talk to them, and all of that. I don't know. Boy, I'm tired already. All you have to do in life is one step at a time. So when you operate, what I've discovered is that when I operate my life that way, I just stay right in front. I just go, right along, you know, and everything seems to work just fine. And when things out there don't work, oh, we don't have your luggage. Oh, okay. Thank you. What do I do next? So I go back to the airport this morning. I call up, like, we have your luggage. It's at the airport. So I go back to the airport. We don't have your luggage. We tell you we don't have the airport. Oh, okay. Next step. Next step. Buy some clothes. Okay. So you just go one step at a time. You know? And it all seems to work out. I got a new suit of clothes at the airline's expense. That's what I want to say about time management. If you spend 6 hours a week worrying about money, what I'm asking you to do is spend 3 hours a week figuring out how to become financially independent. So if you spend 6 hours a week worrying about money and you've been doing that for 5 years and you still don't have any money, then it should be obvious to you that that doesn't produce money.
It's the second one I've had. But they're both the same. They start out that I'm in here, but it's not day or night. It's kind of half night, you know? But it looks just like this, except for the light. And I'm scared, like I can't tell you. Of all people, you're standing right over there. By that counter. You're in both dreams. And you're scared.
For receiving my blessing, the deaf become psychiatrists, piano tuners, eavesdroppers, and suicide hotline counselors. Mutes ascend podiums, declaim from papal balconies, conduct telethons, and host talk shows. The crippled are transformed into decathlon champions, diva ballerinas. They swim treacherous bodies of water and dance the Charleston and the funky chicken on the tabletops of a thousand Greek restaurants. The lonely become charismatic centers of attraction, telephones constantly ringing, mailboxes overflowing with letters, planning their days with a battery of social secretaries. The impotents become raging satyrs of insatiable sexual fortitude, lust replacing indifference. Women whose frigidity approaches zero on the Kelvin scale now boil over with uncontrolled passion.
There's never been anything like it before. You see, it's made of metal, shaped in the form of a shield, has cross six-shooters at the top, and the word Sheriff stamped in big letters to make it official. Thank you.
in a 15-year-old's brain right now. Every one of them. All of them. They're natural. They're in your brain already.
But I guess your answer is that, I assume then your answer means it wouldn't hurt them.
Well, my answer is that you're just, it's no different. I mean, if you're taking something from an external plant source and you're eating it, or your brain is making it by itself, what's the difference? You know? So I think that, you know, I think that what we need to do is the world, the entire world needs to have a whole nother understanding, a whole different way. We need to revamp our conditioned programming to thinking that drugs are bad, and we need to do that in a bad way. So, you know, what I'm saying is that everything that, like that question that you asked me, there are so many implications to that question that are societal, you know, impositions upon humanity as a whole.
Well, I mean, were you offended I asked you that?
No. I actually like you, George, so I don't, I don't get offended from that, no. I think that it's a fair question, but I'm just saying that I can't answer it, you know what I mean?
Swimming in the stream, entering the internet, new metaphysics. It's another media package for you. Here in the last days of the grand experiment. It does look bleak. It is bleak. Being that it's wrapped in a quite interesting concept, it can be darn hard to get out of here. Of course, that's the charm of the whole thing. Very tricky little charm. Considering that we've blocked out everything outside the game on purpose, it's very hard to have an analogy that would serve us to gain reference to what the fuck we're doing here. That's quite the charm of the whole thing. Kind of like trapped inside a paper bag. And it's not even about punching our way out. Yet that's all it looks like it's about. At least that's one lesson in one man's army. Tricky little devil. At least if you're resisting arrest, that is. Some new metaphysics on the internet, stream 475, MP4, and archived in MP3. NewMetaphysics.com. Make sure you put in the W's, since we're frigging it to the man, as it were. Always a man casting a shadow around here. Don't I know it? I take full responsibility. Even though you don't exist, you might be suffering hurt. And if you are, could be me giving it a, in a way, all is metaphor today, as we try to pass the winter at high altitude. Kind of a very high bivouac affair. But the big wheels are turning. Internal gears torquing. Somewhere in between daylight and the big mountain. We'll be a-getting there. Just cuss a few times. Blaspheme a little bit. With a gasp and a prayer. Just to get yourself going. We'll be getting there. So we'll be getting back to the programming. Thursdays, 9 p.m. EST till about 12:30 the next morning. And archived in, through, and all about time on the New Metaphysics websites. Unfortunately, I can't pay you to receive the shows, so just put it on my tab for now, and I'll get back at you. Gotta settle for free in the meantime. And I mean that. And Gary at studio475.com. Gary at studio475.com.
Watch whatever you want, okay?
I get even more frightened when I see how afraid you are, and then I realize what it is. There's a man in back of this place. He's the one who's doing it. I can see him through the wall. I can see his face. I hope that I never see that face ever outside of a dream.
badge. Now get this. In the center of the badge, there's a siren whistle. Yes, sir, a siren whistle built in. And when you blow on it, it sounds like this. Boy, oh boy, would you ever get a kick out of this whistling sheriff's badge.
To believe that the United States is becoming anachronistic in this part of the world.
The Bush administration knew the attacks were going to take place.
President Bush basically engineered the events of September the 11th.
Thank you, baby.
Back in my day,
can't seem to think in any other terms music, than the cruise missile and the carrier task force.
In hope that somebody walked by.
Male in the sky, and the male has sexual intercourse with with Mother Earth through the rain. Now the God is in the rain. See, so when a plant grows, it has a portion of the God in it. And to indigenous shamanic cultures, you have more proportion of God inside the plants that are psychedelic that put you into the different realms of consciousness. So when we look at this indigenous knowledge that's coming back into the world right now, we look at archetypes of the symbol of the age, which is the age of Aquarius, as being the water bearer dumping the knowledge of this back into the world.
China has shifted decisively in a commercial direction and is the world's fastest growing economy. The North Koreans have moved with great verve and intelligence to adapt themselves to and cooperate with this new development. We see the same thing occurring in Taiwan. There is, I think, one of the most interesting developments in this is the growing hostility to over 100 American military bases in South Korea and the continuous incidents that this generates. I mean, I live in San Diego. If you'd had Turkish troops in downtown San Diego for the last 50 years, believe me, you'd have a lot of troubles every Saturday night. Well, the United States, to this day, still has the headquarters of the 8th Army located right in the middle of downtown Seoul in the buildings that are the site of the Japanese military headquarters that was created back in 1894.
Without an attack on the order of Pearl Harbor, the American people will never support the effort of imperial mobilization, his term, not mine, required to exert the military force necessary to secure control of this region.
Which led to a Japanese colonialism in Korea. This is so culturally insensitive, it is it borders on the criminally insane. And you want to say, okay, our Secretary of State is a former general. Doesn't he know this? Doesn't the Army ever wake up? They've been there for long enough now to know some rudiments of modern Korean history. But you ask, what's the new book about? Well, it's to say, Blowback was published in 2000, and it was a warning.
How much do you want?
Mr. Siegel.
Ben.
Ben.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
You're not going to hurt me, are you?
Hurt you?
It's an attempt to say to the American public there are tremendous costs building up for the kinds of things that we did during the Cold War in various places around the world, and that they're going to come back to haunt us. My new book is no longer a warning. It's a diagnosis. It's about militarism in the United States, how far advanced it is.
What really happened September 11th?
It is how difficult it may be to reverse it. Militarism is very much an issue in Korea, where, as I say, we have an ambassador, but he almost pales in importance to the half dozen American generals that reside in South Korea and have since. I'm a veteran of the Korean War. The armistice came in 1953. That's, you know, now getting to be exactly 50 years ago.
Of an astronaut on the surface of the moon from Apollo 11, the first mission. And then if you try to find a still picture of Neil Armstrong saying, here I am, the very first man to walk on the moon, there's not a single picture of him as the first man to walk on the moon. And, of course, after finding this footage that proves they didn't go, you realize that he did not want that liability. He did not want to have anything to do with it. He was probably blackmailed into participating. And their excuse is that, well, he was taking the pictures. Therefore, he's not in any of the pictures. Well, if you're going to the moon for the very first time, there's 500-degree temperature between light and shadow, micrometeorites, solar radiation, galactic radiation. Then you're going to have a backup camera, I think. The fact is, you know, he did not want his picture taken.
Yeah, but you're not merely...
.com. And they can see just a small picture that we got from a NASA book that shows shadows going in, you know, 90 degrees different direction. And these objects are like 3 feet away, apart from one another. I mean, it's totally illogical. This is not lit by sunlight. NASA claims all the pictures were lit with sunlight only in the story. And if you go to moonmovie.com, you look at this little picture where, you know, an astronaut shadow is at 12 o'clock and the shadow of this rock is
it's
coming in.
It's a criminal enterprise that's out of control.
It's totally ludicrous.
The U.S. government has become
rocks,
a franchise operation for major corporations.
Of lunar rock from?
Well, the fact is that man can manufacture diamonds that a gemologist cannot tell the difference between a man-made diamond and a naturally made diamond, and I'm sure they could do the same thing with
it's a criminal enterprise that's out of control. The U.S. government
sent an unmanned probe to the moon to retrieve rocks, and the fact is Von Braun himself
has become a franchise operation.
11 months before Apollo 11, retrieving numerous pounds of lunar meteorites that had struck Antarctica.
Yeah, but, you know, they're beginning now to find minerals on moon rock that they can't even find on the planet Earth.
Well, according to NASA, there's no elements that are any different from on Earth than on the moon. And, oddly enough, it's a federal crime to be in possession of a moon rock. So to say that there's been...
Moon rock outside my own game.
I didn't say citizens
are not allowed to possess them.
I didn't say independent testing. The moon walk back in 1969.
I can't get me in or it out.
He says... The Apollo 11 moon rock was so removed, however so unreal, that no objective correlative existed to prove that it had not been an event staged in a television studio. The greatest con of the century, and indeed a good mind, product of the inequities, treacheries, gold, passions, invention, deception, and rich worldly stink of the Renaissance, could hardly deny that the event, if bogus, was as great a creation and mass hoodwinking, deception, as the true ascent was in discipline and technology. With all this that you know, if this was staged, Bart, in your opinion, this has got to be one of the greatest hoaxes of mankind.
Well, that we're aware of.
Thank you, baby.
Coming on. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. If you wanna... Then settle back and just sit tight.
Meyer, I know we said 12 days. Things just got a little more complicated, that's all.
Attitude. pursuit of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive evening, minute the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Before you I come with my representation. You know where Rasta coming from here.
Wouldn't wear a rig like that.
Let me show you a clip.
Gosh, that's a stumper. I think it's organic.
Correct. The unmistakable spectrographic pattern of ambergris.
Ambergris? You mean that smelly, oily stuff they use in making perfume?
Correct again, which leads to only one possible conclusion.
The crook was a lady.
Hardly a lady, Robin, but female, yes.
Things fall apart.
Some may suffer, some may burn. I know that one day all of my Hawaiian friends show that the sunshine.
Hello? The girl is still missing.
You know, I find these photographs of shadows intersecting. We did blow-ups underneath this engine. You know, they described the moon dust as very powder-like. And underneath this huge engine that supposedly descended to the moon's surface, the soil is not disturbed. And with basically, I gave them the benefit of the doubt, even with all the circumstantial evidence, that the moon landings were authentic until
3 years into the production of this five-year film, I find this footage, and I'm like, oh, my God, the old guy was right.
All right, hold your thought, because we'll...
I spent some time working in news at an NBC affiliate here in Nashville, and I used my media credentials to gain access to the archives at NASA under the pretext of doing a 30th anniversary commemorative film.
You little sneak, you.
Well, I didn't want to call them up and say, hey, I'm trying to prove the moon landings were fake. Can you send me some good pictures to prove that? I figured they'd be very cooperative if I told them I was doing a commemorative film. And in a way, it is commemorating the film, and it is a documentary about the moon landings. It's about what really happened. And I figured that if they didn't go to the moon, they were more likely to have made a mistake in the first mission, the first time out. See, now they had never done it before. So I meticulously asked and went through every single documentation I could get on Apollo 11, the first mission. I asked for all radio broadcasts, all film, all television, all print. And meticulously went through everything. And as I said, there are a very limited number of pictures from the first mission of astronauts actually on the surface of the moon. Going through all of these reels, I saw a lot of the same stuff over and over again, slightly re-edited. And even though I requested specifically unedited footage, I did not receive any. However, when I went down through the series of tapes, second to the bottom, I pop in a tape, and what was on the label and on the tape were two different things. I pop it in, it says on the screen, do not show this to the public. And I'm seeing basically, if your listeners could imagine a TV screen, mostly black, with a little blue tennis ball-sized Earth in the middle of it. They had a video camera on board the spacecraft. Oddly enough, you know, they were going to the moon during, you know, 1969.
Sure.
The technological revolution. All the TV shows were going from black and white to color, you know, and from 67 on. And, you know, so Gilligan's Island is produced in color. So you think if America's going to the moon, we'd have color pictures of going to the moon. And, in fact, prior to that, I believe I was told there were no color television images from the first mission. So that's the first thing I noticed is, well, wait a minute, here's TV pictures of Apollo 11 that are in color. Very high resolution, very good quality images of them inside the spacecraft. Now, because it's video footage, it's going through the Goldstone tracking station, and it's time-stamped by a computer that's intertwined with an atomic clock. So we know for certain that these images were shot up to 3 days.
Hello, Carol. I'm depending on you. Hello, Carol. I'm depending on you.
And of this little shot of the Earth far away, supposedly 2 days into the flight, they're halfway to the moon, and they're looking back at this little Earth. As they describe it to the viewer, supposedly, they have one window that faces the Earth. It's completely filled up with the TV camera because they have the lens at the glass of this window to shoot that image of the Earth far away. So the TV screen is mostly black. We have a little blue ball in the middle of it.
Your friends envy you when you wear it. Now, to get yours, here's all you have to do. From the top of a red and white checkerboard package of delicious shredded Ralston, tear off the little circle with the letters RSS printed in it. Tear off the circle with RSS printed in it from the top of one shredded Ralston package. Mail this RSS circle with 10 cents in coin and your name and address to Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri.
No relation. So much dear is on my pillow, like a flowing river. Mm-hmm.
criminal enterprise that's out of control.
With no relation.
The U.S. government has... It's a criminal enterprise that's out of control.
Hello, Carol. I'm depending on you.
The U.S. government has become a franchise operation. A major corporation.
Without an attack on the order of Pearl Harbor, the American people will never support the effort of imperial mobilization, his term, not mine, required to exert the military force necessary to secure control of this region.
Most lucid dreams, let's face it, they do kind of move into pornography fairly quickly.
Judges have handed out over 15,000 man years of incarceration time based on my investigation, okay? My record speaks for itself.
Close to the center are involved in a Bilbo group like the Rockefellers.
Not mine.
Born in 1984, ironically. But I was just going to ask either of you, what would you suggest that the individual do to help in this effort?
All right, good question. How do we get it right down to the individual one-on-one?
Well, let's first of all explode the myth that I'm just one person. What can I do? What we can do is change the world. That's what we can do. And basically, we have to start questioning everything, and I've said on this program many times, we have to let go, crucially, of the fear of what other people think, therefore speaking our truth and standing for it. For instance, I've been to America a number of times since September the 11th, and the number of people I've met who fundamentally do not accept the official story, but will not say so because they fear the reaction, they'll be called unpatriotic and all that stuff. In fact, it's the most patriotic thing you can do is actually to question. And so, crucially, we have to let go of that prison of what other people think. So we speak our truth, we question everything, and we follow our intuition. What changed my life was when I made a decision back in the early 90s that if my head told me one thing and my intuition told me another, I would always go with my intuition.
Uh-huh.
And that intuition has led me to this information. If I followed my head alone, I'd have thought, psyche, look at the consequences for me. Follow your intuition.
Terry Phillips, Moose Creek Junction station agent, who has just been killed.
Listen, he's the second one, Tom. Saliki and Albine was the first, and he's the second. Both of them killed the same way, by a long-range rifle equipped with a silencer.
Holy...
Wanna book that $60, huh? Yeah, go ahead. Book it into evidence, man. Where the suspects, though? You could go back and get the suspects.
I don't know where they are. You let them go.
Oh, I let them go.
Yeah, you let them go.
All right, man. You want to run a gun, man? Stay in patrol, okay? This is investigations, all right? Let the garbage men handle the garbage. We're professional anglers, okay? We go after the big fish.
So you had a dream about this place. Tell me.
Well, it's the second one I've had. But they're both the same. They start out that I'm in here, but it's not day or night. It's kind of half night, you know? But It looks just like this. Except for the light.
You know, I'm surgical with this bitch, Jay. How you want it, dog? Huh? Closed casket? You remember that fool in the wheelchair? How you think he got there?
And I'm scared, like I can't tell you. Of all people, you're standing right over there. By that counter. You're in both dreams. And you're scared. And you're scared. You're in the count. Over there, standing right there. Standing. Of all people, you're standing right over there.
On the same theme, which was a return to school. And school in this case obviously meant much more than that. It meant a return to a schedule which I couldn't completely control.
By that counter. You're in both dreams. And you're scared. I get even more frightened when I see how afraid you are, and then I realize what it is. There's a man in back of this place. He's the one who's doing it. I can see him through the wall. I can see his face. I hope that I never see that face ever outside of a dream.